He was a farm boy from Illinois who thought he'd received the prime spot for anyone to serve in the military. On December 7th, 1941, he found himself surrounded by a day that will live in infamy. We take a look back at his story on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Sterling Cale was born in 1921 and grew up on a 1,000-acre farm outside of Galesburg, Illinois. He had plans other than farming, though, once he graduated high school.
The recruiting sergeant came down from Chicago, Illinois, and said, "Anyone want to join the Navy?" And I said, "I want to join the Navy." He said, "What you want to do?" And I said, "I want to go to Lakehurst, New Jersey, and lighter-than-air training in the dirigibles." But unfortunately, the Hindenburg came in 1937. Blew up and burned. The Navy canceled the program.
He instead went to San Diego in the Hospital Corps School. He graduated second in his class and got to choose anywhere in the world he would like to be stationed.
Well, I was a farm boy from Illinois, but I remembered there was a little island 2,000 miles off of the United States called the Territory of Hawaii, and I heard they have beautiful girls there. And I said, "Hell, give me Pearl Harbor."
He arrived at Pearl Harbor in November of 1940, over a year ahead of that fateful day, December 7th, 1941.
On Sunday, nobody gets up till 8 o'clock when we have muster, unless they're going to chow or going to church. Then at 8 o'clock, they give us our orders for the day.
That Sunday, December 7th, 1941, was different, though. He saw planes swooping over the harbor and realized they were under attack.
I said, "Gee, my God, I don't know what's happening." So I ran back to the receiving station, took the fire axe, broke down the armory door, and started handing out the 03 Springfield rifles.
More of Cale's story from Pearl Harbor is next time as we travel the countryside in Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.